alongside the waterfall for many years and should have the name reinstated. Although David was changing the name in honour of Queen Victoria, the Africans might have thought of him as a foreigner, so he didn't have the right to rename it. It's like if they come to our country and rename Buckingham Palace Robert Mugabe. In my opinion, I think that the only person who can change the name of the landmark is the owner of the land, because if someone came to London and changed the name of Big Ben, it is no longer linked to England, it is linked to a different country.
Because the people in Zimbabwe agreed with him and he did it in honour of Queen Victoria. I also think that Queen Victoria would have been happy that she had a waterfall named after her. Although he changed the name, it is still known as Mossio Junior Victoria Falls.
I'm against David Livingstone changing a landmark not in this country, because the local Africans knew about it while David changed Mozio Junior to Victoria Falls. I think the best name for it is Mozio Junior because Victoria Falls is in Africa, Zimbabwe. Also, the Africans found it, so they have a right to change the name to whatever they want it to be called.
Mosio Tuna should be called, the waterfall should be called Mosio Tuna because it is the Africans' land, so they should have the right to name it. I think that the African people might not want to change the name because it's like theirs because it's in Africa. And I think that the Africans have the right to name it because it's in their land. And in my granddad can remember when Cleethorpes in Grimsby was changed to Lincolnshire, to South Humberside, then to North East Lincolnshire, even though every town and village names stayed the same.
I think we'll stay this side. Sorry, Mr. Stay this side to get fancy.
Victoria would be quite happy, but a bit surprised, but she would be happy because someone from the country has discovered something and named it after her, so it represents England.
Thank you.
bull should be called Cooba because that means giant in Swahili, which is African. I think David Livingstone renamed the falls because he was the first European to discover it. In my opinion, I think Queen Victoria would be very happy because it was named after her.
I think David Livingstone wanted to change the name because he was the first person outside of Africa to find it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but that's just all not what it is.
So Jackson.
Jose Antonio, because it's the original name and should not be changed. It's African property and the land which a person from another country should not change it, like take it.
To the Africans, David Livingstone was a foreigner, so why would he just want them stolen into the country and just change something with theirs? Because what if someone just came into our country and changed the name of, I don't know, Grimsby or something like that? It wouldn't be nice, so
she doesn't live there and then she respects what the local people choose to name the waterfall.
The original name is best for the waterfall as that was the name given by an African ancestors. I think it should say the original name because that's like the proper name for it. And I don't think they want the name change because David Livingstone didn't really discover it. And it should be up to them what the name is in their future.
Crazy.
In my opinion, I think that David Livingstone should have renamed it because the Africans knew about it but didn't tell anyone. Whereas David Livingstone told everyone about it, and Queen Victoria would be very happy that it was named after her.
I think it's alright for David Livingstone to rename Mossy Antonio to Victoria Falls because I don't think he realised that the Africans had been in, had already had been in. I think he had the right to change it because, I think he didn't know what it actually meant, so he named it to something that he knew. Queen Victoria was in power at the time, and